We're a skills-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth. That means we want you to prepare your pregnant body to become a birthing body in the last 16 weeks of your pregnancy. If you're listening to this when you're 39 weeks pregnant, get the Pink Kit package anyway and just get stuck into it. Any skills that you bring to your birth is better than none. Any way that you can understand how to open up your body so that your baby moves down through and out your body is better than not having any. And remember, men and women have the same body, so men really get this, and they really can help you. And that's really important for both you and your family and for your baby. So today we're going to talk about the sacrum. The sacrum is the triangular bone at the end of your spine. Now the reality is most people think that the pelvis is one bone. And the reality is that it isn't. It's made up of several bones. And you learn about that in the DVD, and we have a skeleton there so you can see the difference between men and women's skeletons and pelvises and how babies really fit through them. And what you want to do is to learn to map your pelvis, and that means find the dimensions of the outlet. And that helps you understand what your baby has to move through in that bony tube. But you also are going to learn on the DVD how to create space. And one way that you create space is to learn to have a mobile sacrum. Now, our sacrums are mobile. They are attached to the big bones of our hips, but they're attached with our ligaments, our soft tissue, and muscles and tendons and stuff like that. And they're that way because as weight-bearing, bipedal, which means walking human beings, if we just had one bony tube that didn't move, then we'd have to have a different way that our legs articulated at our hips. So every time we take a step forward, one side of our sacrum actually is sliding against the hip on that side. So it's not a joint like our hip joint, where there it's a socket, it's a sliding joint. And we have different types of joints, like our elbow joint and our knee joint. They're not pockets with a bone stuck into them. They articulate differently. And where our sacrum articulates to our hip bones is different. It's a sliding joint. And when that joint gets stuck, then we feel discomfort in it. So the sacrum is a bone that moves. The tail can tuck under and the tail can tuck backward, which is good because when you think about it, if your baby has to come through the top of this tube, if you tuck your tail under, you're creating more space, aren't you? And if you tuck your tail back, you're creating more space in the middle of the tube and at the outlet. Well, you're not going to spend your labor tucking your tail back and forth, but you want to make certain it isn't rigid. And why does it get rigid? Well, one is when we get weight bear, it tends to get more rigid. And the other is if we feel pain, we tend to tighten up in our belly. And when we tighten up on our belly, all the soft tissue that's connected on the inside there also affects the sacrum. The same way if we tighten up our rectum, that affects the muscles that control the bottom part of our sacrum as well. So what you're going to learn in the DVD is to how to create space in your sacrum. And this is important because you want to create space inside your body for your baby. You don't want there to be any tension. You want your body to be mobile and flexible and open. Now, there's going to be other resources, too. We can teach you how to do that with your breath. We can teach you how to do that with a hand assist of cueing that your partner does as a touch response so that you remember to. Every time you breathe in, you can open up your body. You just have to practice it. And every time you breathe out, you can soften and relax inside. But you just have to practice it. And practice is really, really important. You can't practice to birth beforehand. Gosh darn, but you can practice throughout your life in the last 16 weeks, and if you're 39 weeks, get it anyway and practice as much as you can, because every skill you bring in is better than nothing, as said before. So you want to practice it so it becomes second nature. And fortunately, you develop Braxton Hicks contractions, which is sort of like baby contractions, baby labor contractions. So you get to practice that. You also get to practice to any discomfort that you might feel. And every every time you sit down, you can create space between the bones you sit on. And you can, as you walk, you can make certain that your sacrum does feel mobile. It becomes second nature. And it's good for your partner to do the same thing. And it's good for you to talk to your partner because you want him or her to help you. And so they have the same body, but they need to understand yours. And it's easy when you share the same body. When your partner moves your sacrum and you move their sacrum, then both of you know what you're doing. So it's really important to know that you can move this triangular bone at the end of your spine, that that is part of the tube your baby has to move through, that you have an opportunity to create space and motion in that bone. And boy, if you have back labor, that's one of the greatest tools that you have. Right now, they want you to press in on your sacrum, but that closes off the space that your baby needs. So you don't want to do that. You want to create space inside your sacrum so your baby can more freely move down through this bony tube, which helps it then dilate the cervix. So having a mobile sacrum is really important. It's not rocket science. You're not going to have any difficulty learning it. You do have to learn how to create that space while you're sitting, while you're lying, while you're standing, while you're walking. But you can do that. You're a grown person. You're going to be a mommy, and you're going to be a daddy. So work together. Purchase a Pink Kit package today or give it to a loved one and start them on the path of taking a skills-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth, and become skilled birthing mothers and skilled birth coaching dads.